Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, I just got to tell you, I am so ticked off at Chef David Chang. He goes on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and he lays out the five best NFL cities to get a sandwich. And you know who they were? Number one was L.A., Philly, New Orleans, Chicago, and New York. That idiot, where he's never traveled. I mean, he's a big city kind of guy. Let me tell you something. How in the hell can you mention a sandwich without mentioning Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the home of sandwiches? Oh, my God.
Everywhere makes good sandwiches. You know the one place I think of when I think of, I don't know that there is an identity of a sandwich in a city. It's Los Angeles. What kind of sandwich is he getting in Los Angeles?
Well, number one, he says, well, he's just, you know, an ass kisser. He's a big city only.
Yeah.
You know, he's got pandering taste buds is what he has. You know, it's like, I mean, Pittsburgh, you can't mention the top five sandwiches without mentioning Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, period.
Well, I'll tell you this.
And I've traveled. I've eaten in all those cities.
I'll tell you this much. The only way that Los Angeles gets number one in a sandwich competition is if it's the number one shit sandwich.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing number one in L.A., period.
No.
Not even the Lakers.
No, nobody in L.A. I guess the Rams are potentially a contender. The Lakers are ridiculous right now. The Clippers, obviously ridiculous. The Dodgers. The Dodgers are probably favored to win the World Series, but I don't care. I'm not an L.A. guy. I'm an East Coast guy, and I think Philadelphia, when it comes to sandwiches, number one. Was New York on that list?
Yeah, number five.
Yeah.
Number five. New York should have been number one.
All right, Eddie, we're going to talk.
It should have been Pittsburgh number one, New York two.
We're going to talk a lot about a lot of stuff today, starting with sandwiches, but we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't get over. What the hell is this guy doing on a sports show anyway in the morning talking about sandwiches? And he doesn't, all he is kissing asses in big cities. He's never traveled. He's never tried Pittsburgh sandwiches. Never all, he probably never eaten in any of those towns.
Listen, I'll tell you this much. There isn't a large market city that deserves to be on that list outside of Philadelphia. Philadelphia belongs on that list. I'll tell you what.
Chicago, yes, maybe.
Chicago, yeah, I guess, yeah, the beef sandwiches are fantastic in Chicago. But what about Atlanta, man? The home of the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Probably everybody's favorite sandwich.
Yeah, they line up. It's rows around the building to get Chick-fil-A.
And let me
but
throw
you know, he didn't even. I mean, come on. I mean, he's like a homer. He kisses all the big cities' asses, and he's never really went to Pittsburgh where there's real sandwiches. They're made on sandwiches. I mean, come on.
Listen, if we're talking about really Los Angeles, when I think Los Angeles, when I think Southern California, Texas, I think Tex-Mex and Mexican food. So if we were talking about who's
Texas,
got the best,
you think about steaks.
Yeah, street and barbecue. Texas, like California, is a massive state. Unfortunately for California, Texas has way more culture than California. If you have a problem with that, my address is listed in the phone book. Give me a ring and we can discuss it. But the fact of the matter is that you can get good barbecue in Texas. You can get fresh steak that was just chopped off that cow in Texas. You can get good Mexican food in Texas. Texas
and
has
real people in Texas. They're not phonies.
Yeah. So the reality of it is you put Los Angeles number one on a list of sandwiches and you are a jabroni. Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenge. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And believe me, it's number one on everybody's list, not of sandwiches, of cool stuff to wear. Odark30.com. odark30.com. Go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. All right, Eddie, moving on from the sandwiches, because this has got my... First of all, why would you even bring this up to me? I didn't see this. Well, I didn't need to know about this.
Well, it ticked me off so bad because I've traveled to all these cities and I've eaten in those cities, and Pittsburgh by far has the best sandwiches in the country.
Yeah.
Well, by far.
I mean,
they got sandwiches named after Big Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, they got sandwiches that it's, oh my God, they're just great.
Yeah, I really, Los Angeles doesn't even come on my radar when it comes to sandwiches. I think that's ridiculous. That gentleman is ridiculous. His restaurants don't go. That's the opinion of Mouthing Off and its host, not of Sports Byline or anybody else. So Aaron Rodgers is now officially a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, he looked good chucking that tater around today, you know, and then, you know, I knew... Everybody was saying, you know, talking about him, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. He had a handshake agreement with the Steelers. And, you know, nobody knows. He got married, you know.
Everybody knows now. The news broke because he was wearing a ring at training camp, and it was noticed. And he said, oh, yeah, I got married. So it wasn't. He said he made a big mistake with his relationships being so public the last few that he's had. So he wanted to keep this one private. If he really wanted to keep it private, he wouldn't wear a ring. I don't wear a ring. My wife doesn't care. As far as anyone...
You got one through your nose, so what's the difference?
And that she's dragging me around by. But the reality of it is that Aaron Rodgers is married. That's awesome. Good for him. I hope he's happy and his wife is happy. I imagine she's probably happy with the money coming in because he signed a 1-year, $10 million contract, could be $13 million with incentives. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. The Steelers are significantly better than they were last year the minute he signed his signature on that dotted line. If he stays healthy, Aaron Rodgers was an upgrade at quarterback for almost every team in the NFL, not named Kansas City.
Boy, you know what I'm really excited about is Houston Texans signing Nick Chubb.
That's
to go along with was it Joe Mixon, right? So I mean, that's a 1-2. Whoo, that could be really strong.
Nick Chubb has been part of one of the most incredible 1-2 punches of all time in Cleveland. The problem is that Nick Chubb can't stay off the IR. If Nick Chubb's healthy, he hasn't played a ton recently. If he's healthy for an entire season for the Texans, that was already a good team. That's a huge signing. You get down near the goal line. This guy can break big runs too for a bigger guy. But when it comes down to getting into the red zone, Nick Chubb is a up the middle, bash your head in type running back. And that's good for the Texans.
Well, yeah. And I can't believe the Packers released the cornerback, all pro cornerback, Alexander. Why?
Well,
because he wanted to get paid, I guess.
The reality of it is that cornerback is a position that people don't... Defensive backs are positions where people don't necessarily think they should spend big money. Jair Alexander's an all-pro cornerback. And you know what? The Packers will replace him with some kid they either drafted or they'll bring someone else in, and they may not be all pro, but they'll stop enough passes for the amount of money they're being paid where you're not eating into money that needs to be spent in different places. And they have a quarterback they're going to have to pay in Jordan Love. You want to pay at least one stud wide receiver. You've got to spread money around on your defensive and offensive line. And cornerback is really a position that, first of all, it's rare that there is an all-time cornerback. There's really good cornerbacks, but the fact of the matter is that they're all similar. There are just some guys that are significantly better. And Jair Alexander, I feel like, is a good enough guy, but not the guy you want to spend a ton of dough on. And especially if he's begging for it, you don't want to do it. They release him. He'll end up somewhere. Somebody will pay him.
Yeah, I think he's going to go to Indy along with I can't believe what the Bengals are setting up now as a franchise is horrible.
Well,
they're releasing the linebacker, Jermaine Pratt. I mean, come on. You know where he's going to go? I guarantee you, Alexander and Pratt are going to wind up in Indy.
That's great.
With the former D-line coach of the Bengals. And he knows how to build a defense. And Indy, hey, they got a good quarterback now.
Yes.
And if they build a good defense, they may sneak up on some people.
Well, the Bengals have nowhere to go but up. They had a terrible season last season. I think their defense kind of sucked. So Jermaine Pratt was part of a not so good defense. I hope he lands somewhere too. But the reality of it is these guys, you don't pay everybody. You can't back the truck up for everybody. Jair Alexander and Jermaine Pratt are probably victims of the fact that they're not going to back the truck up for them. And we also have guys that aren't reporting to minicamp, and we have very little time left in this segment, so we'll keep it short, and if it drags into the next segment, it drags into the next segment. The first guy on this list is TJ Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, if I'm the Steelers, I'm like, hey, sit
out. I'll back the truck up for him.
No, I say sit out a year because you and your brother don't win Super Bowls, and we just brought in Aaron Rodgers. We want to win a Super Bowl. Let's test the Watt. Let's do the Watt
Boy,
test.
I'm glad you're not a general manager. They would suck.
Well, the reality of it is,
I mean, you can't let a ball player like him go. They should have already signed him. They shouldn't have let it go this long. I mean, he's already proven himself, believe me.
He's very good. I admit TJ Watt is very good, but not reporting to minicamp
real good.
And wanting a new contract. I would say, hey, TJ, you know, we were focused on other things here, and
he doesn't have a contract. His contract ran out.
He's a free agent?
Well, pretty much.
No, he's not. He's not a free agent. He's under contract. He's not reporting to minicamp because he wants to sign a new contract. If he was a free agent, somebody else would have already signed him by now. He definitely belongs to the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is how these guys basically put you up against the wall and say, you're paying me or else, by not showing up to these minicamps.
That's what the front office does to you too, as a talent.
They're
horrible. I mean, get your damn money.
The fact of the matter is that you're right. If you're good enough to warrant the payment, then you should definitely be paid. But when you sign a contract
with the Commodores,
we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about him in the next segment. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, before I was rudely interrupted, I was saying about your commode guys, the Commodores up in Washington. They're going to have a trouble with Terry McLaurin. Boy, they need to give him some money.
So there are three guys on this list. It's T.J. Watt, Trey Henderson, and Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin,
both deserve their money,
is the best player, arguably, on this list. He's 29 years old. He's in his prime. He's by far their best wide receiver. He's been good when they were bad. He's stuck around. But here's the thing I want to say about this, Eddie, and you can disagree with me all you want, but I feel like you would agree that when you sign a 3-year contract at the end of the second year, if the team wants to keep you around and extend you, they come to you and say, hey, we want you to stick around. We don't want you to go to free agency. We're going to pay you. If you signed a contract, you should live up to that contract. And a lot
yes, I agree with that 100%. And whoever's under contract, they don't need to try to renegotiate a contract until the one they signed is over.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just only the right thing to do. And so if they're under contract, hey, you just wait till your contract's almost up, and then, hey, if they want to sign you, sign it. If not, go somewhere else.
These guys already have the advantage. They're under contract.
That's coming from agents stirring that pot, man.
Probably.
More agents. That's what they are.
It's probably that, but the reality of it is that the players already have the advantage here with free agency. So you sign a 3-year deal. At the end of those 3 years, you can walk and leave that team with nothing. So at the end of 2 years, if you want a better contract, you can say, hey, guys, I want to stay. If you want to extend me now, let's talk. You can say that, but not showing up to minicamp, getting in the media and saying that you want to be paid when you already have a pretty good... Terry McLaurin's getting paid over $20 million a year. He's already got a really good contract. I don't know what the beef is. I know... Here's another thing. I get it from his perspective. He's 29 years old. He may only have a couple years left in him. A 30-year-old going into free agency as a wide receiver maybe doesn't get the truck backed up to him as he would if he were 28. But the fact of the matter is that when you signed that last contract, you got paid what you were willing to take. You signed a 3-year deal.
He's not worth over $20 million a year. He just can't. I mean, he's just not.
I would say if you're
making $20 million, you better thank God you're making that, because he's not that worth. He's not worth that to the Washington Redskins.
The fact of the matter is that Terry McLaurin probably is, if they signed him to another 3-year deal right now, which is 29 season, 30 season, 31 season, then I think he's absolutely worth the same amount of money that he's making now. That would extend him two more years of being paid that. But that's the team's decision. That's not these guys' decision. And not showing up to minicamps, they're voluntary, by the way. These guys don't have to show up to these minicamps.
You know, he's being told by his agent not to do that.
Well, he's listening. So stop listening to your agents.
Well, I think you know, sometimes these ball players are out of control when it comes to this. I mean, you haven't even honored the contract you've signed.
The fact of the matter is your agent works for you. You don't work for your agent. Yes, your agent probably bought a new yacht and wants to, you know, make the payments on it. So he's not getting any more of a percentage out of the deal
money
that he already signed. So if your agent comes to you and says, do this, you say, who works for who here? All you're doing is negotiating these contracts for me, and then you're working on some other guy the minute that contract is signed. You're not over here working out every day. You're not over here catching balls in games. You don't get to dictate what I do. And I think that these guys would have a lot better averages of getting contract extensions if they didn't put up these kinds of protests when they are still under contract to a team. Eddie, let's jump over to the NHL real quick. The Oilers and the Panthers, a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup. And this series has looked really good. It's now 2-1 Panthers. The first two games were incredible. First one went to overtime. Second one very close. The last game was a blowout. The paperwork here, so it says that the Oilers are a cheap shot team. They're out of control. This is the kind of thing that gets said by people who watch hockey when the Stanley Cup final comes around, because when your team is down 4-1.
You know, when you look at Edmonton, I mean, their defenseman, Wallman, he was fined $10,000 by the NHL for his play the other night. Well, I mean, that's hard. That's tough. The NFL, I mean, the NHL never hardly just slaps a fine on these guys.
Well, the fact of the matter is that when you're down 4-1 in a game, you fight in hockey. That is known. Everybody knows it, that if you're down 4-1, if you're up 4-1, you've got to be careful because you're probably going to get slashed. You're probably going to get cross-checked. Those guys are going to, because they're going to lose that game, they want momentum to swing back in their way, so they are going to bait you into fights, and that's what the Oilers did. There was a full 5-on-5 fight the end of that game.
But, you know, their head coach, Chris Knobloch, he ought to be fired. I mean, for the cheap shots these guys were doing. I mean
that's hockey.
That's not hockey.
It is hockey, no, Eddie. Well, Eddie, it is hockey.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just telling you. If that son of a bitch would have hit me like that with a stick, I'd have hit him upside the head with that stick.
That's what you do.
I'm just letting you know that.
That's what you do.
So that's what I would do.
You're perfectly allowed to do that. I mean, you'll get a penalty. You'll get a 10-minute misconduct. You may get fined $10,000, which, by the way, also, who cares?
If I'm winning, you know, 4-1, like they were, 6-1, and you cheap shot me like that, I have nothing to lose by whacking you upside the head.
That's the beauty of the NHL, is there is a method to get back for that. You turn to that guy, and you say you want to go, and he says, I want to go. You say, drop him first. He drops his gloves. You drop your gloves. You fight, and that's a 5-minute penalty. And by the way, it doesn't even penalize your entire team. While you're in the penalty box for 5 minutes, your team still gets to roll out their 5-guy lineup. There is
almost a 5-minute rest.
There is almost no punishment for fighting in hockey. That's why the really, really great guys don't fight, because it does discipline their team if they get sent off for 5 minutes for fighting. But you have guys on your team, by the way, Wallman.
I remember when Gretzky was so protected.
Yes, he had a guy that was.
If you even got near Gretzky, they would kill you. They would just devastate you.
There was one guy.
But that one guy could control the whole game.
He couldn't play hockey. He was literally called Gretzky's bodyguard, and they signed him in L.A. when he left Edmonton to go
to
L.A.
To the Kings.
He got brought with them because if you hit Gretzky, he hit you. That's how hockey goes.
Many, many times he would hit you. He made a fortune watching over Gretzky.
They actually have done a study now, because the European leagues have gotten rid of a lot of the fighting. I think fighting altogether. And there are more head injuries in the European leagues because these guys know they're not going to have to answer for making huge, almost if not illegal, hits on guys. And so they're out there nailing the best scorers, the best wingers. They're out there headhunting them, and these guys are getting concussed.
Yeah, it just never, you know, hockey, don't try to fix something that's not broken.
Yes,
hey, hockey. It's supposed to be fighting, and that's just the way it is.
They police themselves in hockey. If you think that it's a good idea to go out there and throw a cheap hit or board the best player on the other team, then the biggest guy on their bench is going to come over and make you pay dearly for making that decision. And it's worked for a long time. These guys know it's part of the game. It's one of the best parts of hockey. It's what separates the men from the boys when it comes to sports. You tell me another sport that isn't exactly fighting, where it is encouraged, where that if somebody does something that you shouldn't do. Basketball got to the point too, and honestly, if the Indiana Pacers,
when Larry Bird was there, remember, he'd punch you, and Lambeer and the Bad Boys, they would Hey, you come down the center of that damn court. That Lambert used to clothesline them son of a guns. I used to love that. The Bad Boys was great.
For
basketball.
If the Indiana Pacers don't go into the stands and fight the crowd, the NBA doesn't change to the wussified version that we see now, where guys like LeBron James can drive to the lane and nobody will touch him because they don't want to foul him. And the only reason why LeBron James beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record was because he played in an era where you could drive the lane and dunk the ball when there were four guys standing in the key that one of them would have destroyed you up until the LeBron era for even having the audacity to try to come in to their area and dunk that ball.
Oh, well, if LeBron, if he played against the Bad Boys, believe me, Rodman, Mahorn, or one of them would have taken his ass out quick.
Yeah, every team had one. Every team had a guy that was a defensive presence that also would stand underneath that basket, and when you came in, would make you pay for trying to get to that basket. And basketball, in my opinion, was way more fun to watch when you were watching that era of basketball where these guys had to be really, really good at getting to the rim with obstacles in their way, not this spread out 3-point, taking it to the rim and dunking it. Like the Karl Malone, John Stockton pick and roll was one of the most beautiful things to watch. And the reason why it was beautiful to watch is because there were guys trying to murder Karl Malone when he tried to go to the basket, and John Stockton was good enough to get him to the ball where that wouldn't happen. So it's changed basketball in a way that I'm not a big fan. Why isn't the real trophy, by the way, being showcased on television with the NBA, Eddie?
Well, I just don't understand that. I mean, on every other sport from NCAA football, they're always showing the Crystal, trophy or the Lombardi Trophy, or the World Series Trophy, the NHL Stanley Cup, they're proud of. So you're telling me they're not proud of a Larry O'Brien Trophy?
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, everybody's picking OKC.
Yes.
And I told you, it's not going to happen. The Pacers are going to win it in six.
I was very much in agreement with you that the Pacers were a team who had more veteran presence, who had enough firepower to get by this OKC team. But as OKC showed us in game two, when they're firing on all cylinders, they are unstoppable. They blew the Pacers out in game two. That series is tied 1-1. I don't think a lot of people thought that the Pacers were going to come out, win game one in OKC, and they didn't think this series was going to be tied going back to Indiana. If anything, I think a lot of the prognosticators thought that Indiana would be lucky to pull one off at home. And I really do believe that the Indiana Pacers are going to change history this season and win the NBA championship over a team in Oklahoma City that we're not done seeing yet. They will be back, and they are built for the long run. They've got young guys under team control that are playing at a finals level, and it's exciting to see a team in Oklahoma City.
You got to give Rick Carlisle the hats off. I mean, he's the best coach going. I mean, this guy, he won with Dallas. Now he's going to win with Indiana.
Yeah.
And that's going to be pretty cool. Indiana needs to win this for the sake of basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, they're from, you know, Indiana's known for basketball. You know, Halliburton's got to step it up. I mean, he just disappeared the other day.
Well, they disappeared him, was the reality of it. He can't do it on his own.
Well, the other guys need to step up and help the dude then.
Yeah, that is the case.
It is a team sport.
But it's really hard when the Oklahoma City defense is really on top of you the entire time. They're playing lights out defense. And also, their pick and roll is working so well that it is unstoppable. That deflates a team no matter what. When you cannot stop a team offensively, even if you're going back and forth, eventually you're going to run out of gumption to continue to go down there and score. When you're down by 16 and you're basket to basket, you're keeping up with them, but that deficit stays in double digits, that'll really deflate a team. And I think that's what happened to Indiana. They were probably hot coming off of the win. Nobody expected them to do it. They were feeling really good. They go into game two.
I think Halliburton was tired.
Maybe.
I think I just think he didn't show up for game two.
Well,
he was nowhere. If he doesn't score 20 points, Indiana's not going to win. I'm just going to tell you.
Well,
each game, if he doesn't score 20 tomorrow night, next night, or whenever, when he scores 20, they're going to win.
Well, the fact of the matter is that if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't have ice in his veins, they're down 2-0 right now, because he nailed that shot to win game one with 0.3 seconds left to put them on top and to win that game. So I'm not taking anything at all away from Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, you never can. I just think he was tired.
Yeah,
I really do, and it showed.
The reality of it
game
is,
too, I don't know if he was just banged up. He didn't say anything. I just think that they didn't shut him down. I think he's just physically was just
I don't know. The Oklahoma City is long, and they have a 3-and-D guy out of Chet Holmgren that if he's on your best guy and he's having a good defensive night, you're done. You're not going to be able to score on him. And that was the case in game two. So the Oklahoma City Thunder tie it up. It's 1-1 going to Indiana. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be difficult to win in Indiana, if you're the away team, ooh, that city is going to be on fire for their Pacers, yeah, and it's going to be loud. It's going to be electric.
And they're true blue fans, too. Yeah, they're no joke.
I feel like the reality of it is that these are two legitimate fan bases. That's the real thing about this finals being the last thing that the commissioner of basketball and the bosses at ESPN, they didn't want this because they want to go to New York. They want to go to San Francisco. They want to go to Los Angeles. They want to go to Chicago.
Yeah, but these are the two best fan bases in basketball.
The reality of it is that these smaller market teams, when it comes to the fans, they appreciate a title way more. I'll give it to Golden State, though. San Francisco was really happy when they got that first title because they had been in the gutter for their entire existence until that happened. But by the fourth finals, it was almost, they turned into New York fans what seemed like overnight. Like, yeah, we're the best. We're the best. I remember when you guys were a joke, and it wasn't that long ago. And I'll be honest with you, when Steph Curry retires, you better hope that you don't end up paying for the fact that you traded away all your high draft picks to bring in guys for Steph Curry's career, because you may go right back in the toilet.
You can't just keep giving away all your good people and your good picks. You know what's going to be really cool is in Dallas when the Mavs pick
Cooper Flagg.
You put them with Davis and your other guy who wears the moccasins. What's
Kyrie Irving?
And Kyrie Irving's lights out, brother.
Yes,
I mean he's hard to beat. And you put those three together, they're gonna have a championship quick with the Mavs.
Yeah.
And hey, what better time to move the Mavericks to Las Vegas than now? You got Cooper Flagg.
Don't move the Mavericks to Las Vegas for, give them an expansion.
Well,
they should
move Golden State because they're in Oakland pretty much.
Nah, they're in San Fran now. And that area of San Francisco is beautiful. The Chase Center is beautiful. They belong where they are now. They're not in Oakland anymore. The teams that left Oakland for a reason.
So it's more like the Giants. So now it's more like the Giants, the Niners, and the Warriors.
Yeah, it's right up the street from the Giants Stadium, which also, by the way, is in a really cool part of San Francisco.
Beautiful
and
stadium, too.
Yeah, what the Golden State Warriors have done with this dynasty, as much as I don't like San Francisco, I have got to give it to them. They have done it right. They took the money and the hype from Steph Curry and the boys winning a championship there. They got the money from the city to build in San Francisco. They built a community around the stadium. Like, you walk out of that stadium and cross the street and there is a park where it's surrounded by condos. A lot of people live there. You can go, there's food trucks inside the little court. It's really cool. They've done a great job there.
You did at least give them a 5-star improvement from the last, the last NBA thing you were at.
Yes.
I mean, that San Francisco had really, really looked better.
Yes.
I mean, cause it was really bad. And you know, our company that syndicates this show's in San Francisco, and I know Darren Peck is happy, and all the guys at Sports Byline is happy. You know, they can see
the Chase Center from their building. They're very happy.
Oh, sure they can.
Yeah. So I will give it to San Francisco, that area along the water where the Chase Center now is and where AT&T are. That's a really fantastic area. And by the way, they kept it safe and they kept it clean the last few times I've been there. Heads up, you can go to San Francisco for a game again. So enjoy. NASCAR is headed down south to Mexico City for the Viva Mexico 250, the first international points race in 70 years.
I can't believe that. So you got, they got any low riders, NASCARs, low riders?
I think they all ride pretty low. I think they all ride pretty low. If we were going to make a joke about what they were going to, is Denny Hamlin going to have dingo balls around his car? If we're making the Mexican car jokes, I feel like they're already pretty low to the ground. So I think the only other thing I can think of is they're going to chop the top off of it. It's going to have they're going to be able to do the hydraulics.
Bad boy. They're going to bounce it. And, Daniel Suarez because, you know, he's going home, you know, to Mexico. So that'd be good for him.
That'd be a really cool story if a Mexican driver won the Viva Mexico 250, the first.
Well, you know, that NASCAR is a little bit like kind of pro wrestling. So, you know, you never know what might happen.
You don't. They're going to say, yeah, we're not going to inspect your engine this time, buddy. You go out there and have a good race.
Those Mexicans don't like to do a job, you know.
Oh, come on now. That's too much.
They don't like to get beat.
So let's go to WWE. Gunther beat Jey Uso for the heavyweight title. He put Jey to sleep.
Like he did Pat McAfee.
Well,
it works.
I feel like Jey Uso was a better opponent than Pat McAfee. So Gunther can do it to real men and Pat McAfee.
Yeah. Well, Pat's doing a good job with color, but it's like that's where he needs to stay. Yeah. But, you know, Gunther is really a good ring general, as they call him. And I'm glad to see the belt back with him. They're pushing too much Samoans in the WWE, and they're all my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's just too many of them at one time. You know, you got to kind of break it up. And you know, I'm a Liv Morgan fan. I think she's really, really good. I don't know what's happened to Charlotte Flair. She comes out and pops a good interview, but I don't know. I mean, she's one of the greatest workers in the business as a female. I'm just telling you, she's really, really good. And Liv Morgan she's the hottest heel in the business right now.
Yeah.
They're pushing Becky Lynch. Well, Becky Lynch is Seth Rollins' his wife. And Seth Rollins is being pushed by Paul Heyman. Because I told you Triple H better look over his shoulder that Paul Heyman's going to take his job.
Yeah.
And that, if you look at the last, you know, in the Money in the Bank stuff, I mean, it had all the fingerprints of Paul Heyman.
Well, I'll say this. We talked about it before. Paul Heyman is much more like Vince McMahon than Triple H is. And the reality of it is that it seems to work having a guy who runs your company that is also a character in the shows. That seems to work, and Paul Heyman can do that. He definitely... Yeah. And
but he knows the business. That's what I love about Paul. He's really good at angles and building characters. And if you look at the Night of Champions, who's in the main event? John Cena against his guy, CM Punk.
They must have backed the truck up. We've been saying back the truck up a lot tonight, but they must have backed the truck up to get John Cena to go to Riyadh to wrestle CM Punk. But that's going to be a really good match.
Oh, I guarantee you that's some big money going in there. I can't remember what deal they did. It was a $150 million deal. I think that they did they're trying to get a WrestleMania in Riyadh.
Yeah.
And the Sheik over there is going to cough up some big money to get them in there. I mean, they got a huge store in Riyadh. The WWE.
Yeah, I know it's popular over there. I know there's also a lot of scrutiny when it comes to going over there and doing these events because of the fact that you're held under different standards and there's no beer. There's the partying's different. You're taking
that's
these.
What you think?
Okay.
But they have big old houses that they bring you beer. They bring you anything you want.
I'm talking about the fans traveling over to Riyadh to see these things, because I know that Americans probably aren't traveling over to Riyadh, but I bet you a bunch of European fans would definitely make the trip to Riyadh. But not being able to go out and have a beer at a pub. I know it's not just me. They literally, it was a story whether or not the UFC was going to have beer, whether or not the WrestleMania was going to have beer. This is a thing. The alcohol thing is a thing when it comes to bringing these big American productions on the road to these countries with a completely different culture. So hopefully the
just take it from a former wrestler. Oh, they make sure that our mind's right and we get anything we need taken care of. And I've wrestled in Saudi Arabia before. And they're very, very, they take care of you, believe me.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Malvin Off. All over the world.
We're back on Malving Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I still can't get over that little douchebag naming sandwiches for the top five. I mean, that just irks me. And they got him on Good Morning Football. What the hell is wrong with you people up there in New York?
Sometimes, you know.
He even named your damn town the fifth town.
The funny thing
is
that.
And he put L.A. L.A.'s got the worst food. It's not even seasoned. I mean, it sucks in L.A., that food.
Hey, time out. Now, the Mexican food in Los Angeles is fantastic. One of the best steaks I've ever had in my entire life, and that is something I've had all over the United States. I've had steak all over the world. And
We're talking about sandwiches and not steaks.
Well, you just said that the food there is bad. You didn't say sandwiches.
Oh yeah, in LA it is. It's not seasoned.
Well, I'll tell you this. There was a restaurant on the pier over there that had the steak was incredible. The restaurant was incredible. I don't know. I've had some great food in Los Angeles. I will say this though. It's not the best city for food. I get a kick out of this actually, because I think that if you ask me what's the food with the best city, the city with the best food, I'd probably say in my experience, it's Chicago. And second to that, I'd probably say St. Louis. And then everything else
is
after that.
You gotta have a Texas city in there. I mean, San Antonio, you gotta have Houston.
I enjoyed the food in San Antonio. San Antonio was great. The food in Houston was great too, but it is a lot of Tex-Mex and barbecue. It's very much
not
typecast.
Really. I mean, I go to a traveler's table when I'm in Houston at home, and it's like a 5-star restaurant, man. I mean, this guy, my chef beat Bobby Flay. That's how good the son of a bitch is.
I've not been there, but next time I'm in Houston, you're going to take me there, and then I'll have a reference to this. But
I'll be more than happy to, and they will, as all Texans do to good people, they will out the five-star.
Well, I look forward to that.
When Jeff Taylor hits town, the five-star treatment comes out.
Well, Eddie, I appreciate that. I look forward to it, but we are out of time here. We got to run, so tell them goodbye.
Yeah, from Houston, Texas, all the way to Hollywood. Jeff Taylor and the Continental Lover saying, see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.